It's time to combine a guilty little pleasure with a new healthy habit. Kick up your feet and listen in. This is Wisdom and Chocolate. This is Beth Stanko, and you are listening to Wisdom and Chocolate. And this week, I'm excited to tell you that we are going to be talking about stories. And to be specific, no limiting stories. And this is, again, the month of transitions. So, this sounds like it's going to be a great one. Here we go. I just want to take a moment to ask you to share this podcast with a friend. Give the gift of self-celebration to the people who are closest to you in your life. Go ahead and take a moment and share this podcast. So the wisdom moment this week is everything comes down to you. Everything comes down to you. No matter what happens in your life, no matter what is thrown in your path, how you react to that really determines what your life is going to be like. So in this respect, everything comes down to you. How are you going to react? What you going to do? You know, you don't want to create any limiting stories, of course. You don't want to say, well, I couldn't do this because that stood in my way or that stood in my way and I'll never be able to get it done. You never want to say things like that, right? Because you're pretty much setting yourself up for not accomplishing the things that you want to. Nobody wants to do that. We all want to think awesome thoughts so that the sky's the limit every single time we're going for something. So that if you just kind of lose interest, that's more of a pleasing way of stopping the things that you're doing. No limiting stories are going to help you. But if you're just like, I'm done with that, well, that's not a bad ending or a sad ending. That's just an ending to something. So if everything comes down to you and how you react to stuff, and you want to maybe change things up and get a different thing going in your life, well, no limiting stories, right? You got to own it. You got to go, you know what? This is what I want, and I'm going to do this in this way. And you could try to not have regret if regret is something that figures into there. But when it comes right down to it, you have to own that you're the one who chose it. And if you do that, you're owning your power. You're saying, I'm the one who's in charge of my life. Everything comes down to me. And that's a beautiful thing. The other reason it's a beautiful thing is that in any situation where you're dealing with other people, if everybody involved decides everything comes down to them, as in they're owning their own choices or the way that they're interacting in that certain situation, oh my goodness, what a beautiful world it would be. Because if we were showing compassion or allowing ourselves to own it when we have gotten things wrong or when, you know, sort of off base on something, wow, right? Because right now, with a lot of the stuff that I see in the news and on social media and whatnot, I'm seeing an awful lot of people pointing fingers instead of owning the things that they're contributing to society. How many fingers have you pointed recently? Where you're saying, they did this, they did that, they did this, they did that, basically creating a limiting story. But there are no limiting stories unless you write them. You've got to own what it is that you're contributing to the conversation. And if everyone else does the same, we'll have a whole lot of people getting along and a lot of fingers who won't be tired anymore. Because there are a lot of fingers doing a lot of work these days, right? But we need to recognize that everything comes down to us individually. And whatever is in your world is sort of a mirror of whatever is going on inside of you. Yikes! So if you're feeling uncomfortable or angry and you're not owning it, you're instead going, he made me angry, she made me do this. Well, then the mirrors are going to keep getting bigger and all the ugliness that you're pointing out into the world is going to be your scenery, the stuff that you're looking at all the time. Let's change that. No more limiting stories. This is the month of transition, so we're going to transition you out of pointing those fingers. Own the love that is within you and project that out into the world. If you're feeling angry about something, don't point the finger, he made me angry, she made me angry. No, say, I'm feeling angry. I'm reacting to what they said in an angry way. That's you owning it. What they said is one separate thing. The way you react is what's really affecting you. Yeah, but they weren't nice. Yes, but how did you react to it? Yeah, but they're out there doing this and that out in the streets, and it's really upsetting me. Yes, and how are you reacting to that? You see, it all comes down to you. Everything comes down to you. Just as all of these other people need to own their actions and realize that it all comes down to them. They can point their fingers and saying, well, I did this because so-and-so did that. Well, no, you reacted to something that somebody else did. And from that reaction, you made a choice, which is now upsetting a lot of people. No limiting stories. Own it, change it, move forward. This is the month of transitions. Let's do this. Are you enjoying Wisdom in Chocolate? Then I encourage you to share this podcast with a friend. Make sure that you're sharing with them all of the love and peace and grace that you get from this podcast every single week. Reach out and share chocolate with a friend. There is no need to wait until the beginning of the year or the beginning of the summer to start a new fitness routine. I've got the best place for you to start a fitness routine right now. And that's at Jackie Hooper Yoga. This is what you do. You head over to her website, you use the promo code free trial, and you can try one class for free from your own home. It is absolutely amazing. And if you've never done yoga before, let me tell you, it's not just a fitness program for your body. It's a fitness program for the inside as well. It helps you to lower your stress and helps you to feel better and more positively about your day. So head over to the website and the link is down below in the notes, but it's app.arketa.co/Jackie Hooper Yoga. Choose your class, use the promo code free trial, and then see how awesome it can be to take a yoga class from home with an awesome instructor who is sure to get you loving yoga in no time. There is one simple equation that holds the secret to an empowered life. It's called the I Am Equation, a powerful online course at BetsDanko.com dedicated to creating real, transformative change through self-celebration. Celebrate, motivate, and empower. It's that simple. The solution to the equation is personal transformation. The I Am Equation at BetsDanko.com. Plug your life into the equation at BetsDanko.com. So you might have noticed that the wisdom moment was a little shorter this week. Well, it's because I'm actually on a retreat for a few days, 4 days to be exact. And I wanted to make sure that there was still a podcast going up while I am traveling, because after the retreat, I head over to Michigan and I stay there for a few days. So I wanted to make sure that we still had some messages going on. So it will be a shorter podcast than normal, but I'm hoping to just like really fill it with awesomeness so that you're still getting the same kind of positive wisdom in the center of your week. And of course, that means that we do have a chocolate moment. And that chocolate moment is Lake Champlain Chocolate's Hazelnut Milk Chocolate, Crunchy Praline and Roasted Hazelnuts. What? Okay, so here's the thing. This was a tiny little bar. It wasn't even a bar. It was a square. It was a chunk. It was a chunk of chocolate with a big old nasty name on it. It was like a really, really big name. I will say it again. Lake Champlain Chocolates, Hazelnut Milk Chocolate, Crunchy Praline, and Roasted Hazelnuts. Woo! I am telling you, this tiny little chunk of a chocolate was super smooth. Melt in your mouth, 5-star chocolate. In fact, I think that actually was written on the wrapper. They had it right. And it wasn't like fudge. I love fudge. I mean, fudge is good, but it was creamier than fudge. This was just a chocolate to die for. I am telling you, Lake Champlain Chocolates had it right with this praline and roasted hazelnuts. And you know what's coming next? Of course, it has nuts in it. So it also probably has a whole heck of a lot of stuff that you shouldn't be eating because milk and all those other things are what make chocolate not as healthy for you. But, you know, go ahead and indulge, because if you find one of these, they are so small that you could probably deal with having the whole chocolate at once. But the chocolate moment is also paired up with the Facebook post, Be More Caring, by first caring for yourself. So care for yourself by going for some chocolates that taste really yummy, but make sure that what you're putting into your body is something that will be pleasing to your whole body, not just your taste buds, right? Be more caring. Everything comes down to you. So when you are recognizing what feeds your soul and what makes you happy and what really propels you to succeed in life, that's you caring for yourself. That's the first step. Acknowledge it, add some oxygen to it, and really go for it. Be more caring by first caring for yourself. And maybe part of that first step, that acknowledgement step, includes you going to purchase Lake Champlain chocolates. Just saying, it might be a cool thing to do. And trust me, you, even though this may be very hard to find, because somebody gave it to me, I believe it was a gift. So it may be difficult to find, but once you find it, this could be a cool first step in acknowledging the things that make you happy and are good and caring for you. Just take one bite and just really love it. Everything comes down to you, and there are no limiting stories unless you create them. So let's not limit that. Be more caring by first caring for yourself. Looking for a way to help support BetStanko.com and Wisdom in Chocolate? Head down to the bottom of the podcast description. Click on Buy Me a Coffee. That will take you to the website Buy Me a Coffee, where you can make a donation to help support everything that we do here. And of course, we dedicate everything we do to celebrating you. So thank you for helping us do exactly that. You can follow a new path. You can feel empowered by your choices. And you can celebrate you every single week. Join me in an unforgettable journey of self-empowerment with an uplifting, soul-quenching program created just for you. It's here. So head over to BetsDanko.com and sign up for Celebrate You, the monthly membership that literally celebrates you. Now we are in the celebration moment. I know, we got here so fast. How did we do that? It's only like 10 or 11 minutes in and already we're here. But like I said, I am traveling for a couple weeks, so I just wanted to make sure that I got you a little teeny message. And this celebration moment is super important for this message. Never accept a limiting story. And you're like, wait a minute, she said that at the beginning. Actually, it's a little different because sometimes the limiting stories are created by other people and they're kind of put in front of you. They're sort of put in your field, if you will. They're put in your path and you're like, yo, I don't like this. I don't really want it in my life. And Beth said that there's no limiting story for me. So, And well, if that's the way you're going to react to it, that's exactly correct. You should never have to accept a limiting story. Even if somebody puts it in front of you and they say, this is the way it's going to be. If it's not something that pleases you, if it breaks the law, if it's not morally, you know, on the up and up, then you have every right to say no and go, I'm choosing happiness. I want to do things that feel good to me and also feed the happiness of the people around me. I want to do things that honor the world around me. You have every right to do that. Now, of course, I understand that we have felt a little oppressed, a lot of things going on in the news and whatnot that make us feel like, oh my gosh, limiting story, they're just popping up everywhere. I get that. But understand that everything comes down to how you react. Everything comes down to you. How are you reacting to it? What was your choice that you made when you came in contact with this limiting story? Did you say, no, I'm not dealing with it? Or did you make the choice at that moment to kind of deal until things kind of calmed down? Because that's an option as well. In the end, what we're looking for is you making caring choices for yourself so that when you are caring for you, you are also caring for the people around you. And they learn to care for themselves, and then they start helping the people around them. It's kind of like a chain. Positivity is something that grows. It is something that can affect change. And when your positivity leads you to do more caring things for you, you're empowering you, and you're empowering all the people around you. It's a beautiful thing. There are no limiting stories unless you allow them to be. And everything does come down to you. And it also empowers the people around you to make wiser and stronger choices that are more caring for themselves. It's not like I'm saying, oh, you should just be super selfish and do whatever you want. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is honoring the goodness inside of you and acting upon that. Don't limit yourself to stories that do not serve. Allow yourself to kind of be a beacon of light and kindness and warmth so that everyone around you can be affected by that instead of the pointing fingers and the ugliness and the anger that we're witnessing in the world around us. We can affect change by caring first about ourselves and not accepting limiting stories, and also, above all else, loving one another.
If you'd like me to wrap a little wisdom around your favorite chocolate, reach out and let me know. Just write a little comment. Let me know what your chocolate is and where you're writing from, and I will find a way to weave it into one of my podcasts. And I'll even give you a shout out so people know that it came specially from you.
Check out everything that BetsDanko.com has to offer at BetsDanko.com. If you're on social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, you can follow me and BetsDanko.com and keep up to date on all the little bits of wisdom and chocolate that I post Monday through Friday. Subscribe to this podcast and start enjoying your weekly dose of celebrating you with Bets Danko. And while you're at it, if you're enjoying wisdom and chocolate, please take a moment and share with a friend. Go ahead. Tag a friend today with wisdom and chocolate and get them started on a path of self-celebration. Experience the wisdom that helps to motivate and empower you in relationships, business, family, and most importantly, self-celebration. Getting the picture? It's wisdom and it's all about you. Want to hear the chocolate? Tune into Wisdom and Chocolate weekly.